And now in the following chapters, we're able to hear the voice of Angie DeBoe as she talks about her work as an historian, thanks to the Oklahoma State University Archive, Edmund Lowe Library. And the recording you will hear was made December 16, 1981, when Angie was 91 years old.
We were talking about and still the water's wrong,
yes.
And how I expected that the whole voice of condemnation throughout Oklahoma would be raised against me and every attempt would be made to destroy me, the same as those people had destroyed Kate Bernard and others who had attempted to stop their wholesale exploitation of the Indians. But I think I told you that I didn't hear a word from them. But I should have, and that I had, that Oklahoma had been very good to me, had given me a great deal of credit, more than I deserved, really, for everything I'd done, and no condemnation for anything that they disapproved of. I think I should have told you, and this is a rather personal thing, but it can't be confidential because it is widely known. I mean, it appeared in the Chronicles of Oklahoma, and so anybody can read it there, that Muriel Wright was deeply offended at something I said about her grandfather, and that she did object very strongly. Now, I admired Alan Wright very much, her grandfather, who was the chief of the Choctaws, and who had a very interesting life. And I think, in spite of what I'm going to tell you now, I think he was a good man. And I was seriously shocked. Miss Wright would never have known how shocked and distressed I was when I found out that after the Civil War, when a delegation from the Choctaw Nation and the Chickasaw Nation, they made their treaty together, went to Washington to make their treaty to settle their relations with the United States that had been interrupted by the war, that there was a division of attorney's fees, kickback. And it was true, there was no doubt that it was true. And he was a member of the delegation. At that time he was not chief, but he became chief soon after, and I think was really a statesman-like administrator. And I was really very unhappy when I found that he did that. It was a very successful treaty. The Choctaws and Chickasaws made the best treaty that any of the five tribes made at the close of the war. And they paid the attorney that they employed $100,000, and he passed back $50,000, which was divided among the Choctaw delegates. Now, I don't know whether the Chickasaws were involved or not. Alan Wright was one of the delegates, and he participated in this kickback. Well, I just felt that I had to tell it. It wouldn't be a true story of the negotiations if I left out essential facts. And so I did put it in there. And Miss Wright, who adored her grandfather, and of course had known him during her childhood while he was alive, was terribly offended. Now, I had and still have a great admiration for Muriel Wright. I think she was a very fine historian, and I have always given her credit for her fine historical research. The articles that she contributed to the Chronicles of Oklahoma before she became editor and afterwards, and other things that she wrote, and especially that book of hers, A Guide to the Indian Tribes of Oklahoma. I have used that book. It's an extremely important book. So I admire Miss Wright very much, but she became violently offended. she couldn't understand, I'm sure, that I had to tell the whole story. She went to Grant Foreman and to consult him. He was an attorney, of course, besides being a fine historian. She went to Grant Foreman and asked him about a libel suit, and he told her that it wouldn't be to her advantage to pursue a libel suit. Now, Grant Foreman told me that. The account was in the decision of the Supreme Court. It was right there in the Supreme Court records. Excuse me. And anybody could find it. And so she wrote a very hostile review of the book, which appeared in the Chronicles of Oklahoma. I read it once. I read it at the time. I wasn't at that time a subscriber to the Chronicles. I was having a pretty hard financial trouble, and I wasn't a member of the Oklahoma Historical Society. So I just read it once back in about 1936, or no, about 1940. I read it once, and I haven't read it since. But there were times when Miss Wright seemed to be friendly, and I always felt friendly toward her because I could understand how she felt, and I had such an admiration for her as a historian. But there were times when she didn't like me, and that story in the Chronicles was, it was really a book review that she wrote. It was several pages. It was just about as hostile as anything could possibly be. And I thought perhaps when I told you that Oklahoma had been good to me in not attacking me for any of the truths I told, I thought I overlooked that and I should have told you.